This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 226 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are going to be going back to the year 2003, and maybe really all the way back to 2003 from some knowledge we got last episode, to check out Robert Rodriguez's follow-up to Desperado. This happened, 8 years after the original? Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Alex, we shared a little bit last episode, but just as a recap, how long has it been since you've seen this movie?
This had to be my second time watching it.
I agree. I don't think I've seen this since I was in high school. This movie came out when I was in high school. It was the year before Sin City, which was like a big movie for me at that time. But this was one of my kind of first Robert Rodriguez in the theater experiences, and I don't think I've seen it since then. So when I was watching it, I didn't remember any of this storyline. So this is pretty much a first time watch for both of us almost. Before we get into it, let's go ahead and give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores. Now, if you remember, the first movie, in this case, we're going to do a little compare and contrast. First movie, just to remind you, was a 67 and a 79, which is pretty darn good for this kind of movie. This movie, you're getting pretty close with the critics. It's a 66 with the critics, so only 1% different. Audiences are a little bit lower with this one, 64%. So unlike the first movie, the audience and the critics are almost the exact same, but still both fresh over the threshold.
It's a drop by 15% audience.
Audience, yeah. But only a 1% drop for critics.
It's telling. But, you know, I'm so weirded out. It's not weirded out. It's so weird that the movies that we do that we go, wow, these shits are good, it's great, has a 20 critics.
Yeah.
Right?
That and happens then all the time.
Two Robert Rodriguez movies, which is so far-fetched, besides the other movies that we do, it's like a 66, 67.
Yeah.
So I'm honestly, the cool thing is when it comes to critics, you really don't know the opinions. The opinions go so many ways here. But yeah. I mean, no, you know what? It's not far off, and I think that's a good sign, pretty much.
Yeah. I can't wait for that Robert Rodriguez director spotlight whenever we get to it, because that's going to be quite an adventure. But let's go ahead and we're just going to jump right into it. Lead character in this one. Again, Antonio Banderas is back. He's a little older. He looks a little bit older, but he's still El Mariachi. Alex, you get to go first. What'd you think?
All right. So this movie has a lot of characters. Yes. And I know we're doing El Mariachi, Antonio Banderas, because it's the sequel to Desperado. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of characters in this movie. I mean, you got Johnny Depp as Sands. You got William Dafoe. I think he falls under the bad guys. There's a lot of bad guys in this, but
19 bad guys.
There's 19 bad guys, and most of them are all legit actors. There's like
four good guys, right?
Yeah.
Because you also have Enrique Iglesias.
As Lorenzo. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got him. You got, what's his name? You got Mickey Rourke as Billy, because he's good, right?
Yep.
Then you got Marco Leonardi. He mm-hmm. plays Fredo, and he's the one that drinks a lot. He's the drinking mariachi.
His other new partner guy.
Yep. And then you got Ruben Blades, which is the former FBI agent.
And even
that Johnny Depp acts. So you have a lot of good characters, but I'm going to focus and I'll maybe sprinkle a little bit here and there on the other ones. But Antonio Banderas, he went down a notch. I did not like him in this movie. And I don't want people to be like, oh, you're being nitpicking and all this. No. First of all, it's due to storyline. And some things that they did that I got really mad at. I went, now I know why they watched this movie.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Once I saw some flashbacks, I said, okay, now we go. I understand where we're going with this. His character took a hard left turn from where we had from Desperado. He's not as mysterious as he was. Everyone knows who he is. He lives in Mexico because he's a Mexican. So he lives in a town in Mexico, and for some reason, the whole town makes guitars. So, yes. And I'm not saying it to be in joke. It's literally, there's one station that makes a shell, the other station makes the front and back, and then there's another station that makes the fretboard, and then they put the strings, and the guy sands the shit. Like, I was just like, okay, it is what it is, but the guy goes, I made you a guitar. This is for you. Can you play it? And he's like, been in it. And all of a sudden, it breaks into this orchestra thing, and he's on top of a roof. guitar.
Like a music video.
It's very music, and I didn't like it. I'm going to be honest with you. I did not like the way they went with this character. Certain things I did enjoy. I love that he was the people of Mexico. Him and Enrique Iglesias Lorenzo, his characters, they all were for Mexico. And he was up for it. The president, he was behind him 100%. He goes, we're going to save our boy. Other than that, he had no desire to do anything just to get revenge again. We're going to talk about it why in the storyline. But there's another revenge story on top of what we went through, Desperado, which kind of just took me away from the movie, to be 100% with you. The character's cool. I love the fighting with him. Everything is solid. But you know what? He took a hard turn left. And with that, I'm going to give him a 4. I thought he was great, but he's not perfect. So I give him a 4.
You know, I'm really glad you said this, all of that, because I feel the exact same way, except more hardcore. I gave him a 3.
Oh.
I gave him a
3.
Let me tell you. I think you hit the nail on the head in every aspect. And I think what you're talking about when you were mentioning in his storyline is, why in the world did they have Selma Hayek come back in this movie to be in 3 scenes and be dead? And she's dead. And I thought it was a horrible idea. How much better would this movie have been if they both were doing this stuff together? You know what I mean? That's what I wanted. And I see, this is why I felt like a first time watch, because you look at the box, you look at the cover art, you look at the posters, you look at the Selma Hayek's all over the thing, and she's in the movie for like 10 minutes total. And I thought it was a very, very stupid idea. Now, maybe there's reasons. I don't know. Maybe she was like pregnant or something. Maybe she was, I don't know. But what I know is that I hated that they killed her off. And it left him as like, to me, he felt like a shell character-wise of what we got in the first movie.
Yeah.
You're right. He had no personal stake in this movie until kind of a little bit towards the end. You know what I mean? Like, I had a hard time with it. And it's not Banderas' fault. He plays the role how he plays it in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. He still looks great. Again, a little older, but still looks great. Great in the action scenes. He still has the charisma, but without Selma Hayek there to play off of, he just seemed kind of bland a little bit more because he doesn't have the love interest. And you're right. This is the second damn time that they kill his woman, like El Mariachi. They kill a woman, and then he wants to get revenge. This movie, another guy kills his woman, and then he wants to get revenge. And we gotta save it for story. I have issues.
That's why I never brought it up, because I knew you were gonna flip out.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't even say nothing.
It was annoying, and it made him, and also he takes a back seat in this movie. He's like, he's the main character, but Johnny Depp has as much screen time as him. That being said, let's talk about him a little bit.
Okay.
I thought he was fun in this. I thought Johnny Depp was a lot of fun in this movie. When he gets his eye shot out, a great look, by the way, with the sunglasses and like the blood coming. He looked like a wrestler, like he had wrestler paint, like blood coming down. I love when he's with the kid and he's walking and he's like, tell me where to shoot him, right or left. And the kid is like, right. And then he just shoots and he hits nothing. He's like, you're right, am I right? And he's like, my right. And he's like, oh, shoot. And then he has to keep going because he didn't hit the guy. I like him. He almost has a better storyline and a more interesting character, which is unfortunate because this is supposed to be Banderas's movie, and Depp kind of has a little more of the driver's seat. That said, he's really awesome. I did like him in this, but I still had to give him a 3 because Banderas is supposed to be the man and he's not.
I agree with you. I'll just say a little bit about Sands, which played by Johnny Depp. I will say this. Johnny Depp is a bigger actor at that time than Antonio Banderas. So the minute people saw him in this movie, people flocked to the theater. They were, holy shit, Johnny Depp is in an action movie with, you know, Desperado, because everyone remember that movie. So they go, holy shit. But I liked him a lot. I liked him. I was like, this is the Johnny Depp movies that I enjoy. He was quirky. I love when he goes to each restaurant and he shoots the chef because it's so good, because he has to bring balance. Yeah, he has to bring balance to the restaurant world. And I loved it. I was like, you know what? I was like, that character is actually pretty cool. And he does a lot of, which we talk about in storyline, but in terms of Johnny Depp, you're right. Johnny Depp had way more screen time than Mariachi, and is due to the storyline. And that's the reason why what I'm going to give the storyline in this movie, it's going to reflect on this movie. But Johnny Depp, if I had to rate Johnny Depp, to be honest with you, I would give him a 4. I think he was great.
I gave him a 4 too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We ain't going to hold back in the storyline. Or maybe at this part, a villain who, by the way, I normally we at least confer and be like, who's the main villain here? There's everybody. There's so many villains in this movie. Eva Mendes turns out to be a villain. Mickey Rourke is a villain who then kind of flips. Then there's Willem Dafoe. Then there's
which is the true villain.
He's the main villain. And he's on screen for 6 minutes, maybe seven. So what did you think?
Oh, boy. I gave it a one. I gave it a one. And this is because I'm tired of us doing these type of movies that me and you have to question which is the villain. And it's like five great actors doing different. First of all, Eva Mendes, they got me good with the twist because I was like, oh, okay. All of a sudden she became bad. And I was like, oh, son of a bitch. Now there's another good actor that's bad.
Yeah.
And she's the daughter of William Dafoe, which I was just like, oh, Lord almighty. So, again, it's so much twists and turns with this movie that I think it annoyed me more. Like, I don't mind if the movie's twists and turns. Like, I always like movies that give you that. But this movie did not need it. After Desperado was just a simple storyline. You shoot him up. That's it. You give me a third movie. If you're going to end it, you end it. Great. But no, they decide to do this twist and turn with, look, William Dafoe, he was good for the character. Because I love when my man walked into the thing, he went, oh, el presidente. With his like dark man mask.
Yeah, his surgery face.
Yeah, which was even, whatever. Anyway, you had this dude, right? You had, and he was the killer. He's the guy who killed the FBI agent's partner. He goes, hey, did you kill a chuleta? And I was like, he killed a steak? Because I was like, I'll kill a steak too if it was that good. Yeah. If the pork chop is good, I'll tear up that chuleta. Yeah. But yeah, he killed his partner. So it's like a whole weaving web of these characters connecting because of Johnny Depp and a lot of these characters. So we'll keep that for storyline. But as a villain, Willem Dafoe sucked because he was not entitled in throughout the whole movie. Mickey Rourke's character, he was okay, but not in the entire movie. Eva Mendes, she stunk because she was there for a little bit. And again, you don't see her much. I'm trying to even try to figure out who else is more in this movie.
There's also the member, Marquez. The is that the military guy? He was the bad guy. The one who killed...
Oh, who killed...
Salma Hayek.
Yeah. Marquez. Another one. All in all... Look, I'm just going to keep it short because it just makes no sense to talk about it because I know you're going to rip this a new one too. I'm just going to say this right now. In terms of storyline, it had way too many villains for this type of storyline and it made the movie such not enjoyable at all to watch. That's all I'm going to say. But with that said, they all sucked. I gave it a one. Neat.
What a disappointment. what a disappointment. You know, you go into the movie and I watched these literally back to back. Like I finished Desperado and I popped on the other one. So this is like, to me, this is one big story. And to go from a solid villain, again, not an earth shattering, but a solid villain, to then you get to this movie and you're like, oh shoot, Willem Dafoe. I love Willem Dafoe. And I don't care. I'm not one of these, like, he's playing a Mexican in this movie. Clearly not Mexican. I don't care. It's acting. I thought he was great. He's speaking Spanish. Everything. Okay, give me some brown Willem Dafoe. I don't care, whatever. He looked tan. He was great. And then he's like, he has a scene. He seems bad. And then he's gone for like mad long. And he's playing the piano. You know, he's like an eccentric guy that is like, but he's just weird to be weird. And then you have Marquez, who's the general who, oh, I can't wait to get the storyline. It doesn't make any sense why he's even in this. Then there's a Johnny Depp you don't really know. You don't really know his loyalty all the way. Like, he's CIA, but he also seems like he could be a bad guy, too. Ultimately, it turns out he's not a bad guy. He you know, he might walk on the shady side, but he's not a villain. But he could be. You don't really know. Eva Mendes flips. Too many villains. None of them take the reins. None of them really grab it and be like, I am the villain of this movie. Even Mickey Rourke. I love Mickey Rourke. And he's like, okay, he's like the henchman guy. And he just flips on a dime. He's like, nope, yep, I'll give him up. If you know, he went with the FBI guy. And I'm like, what is this? Like, none of them were strong. I gave it a two. I don't disagree with your one. I could have given it a one, but I wrote down two. So I'm just going to stick with that. But honestly, it's not good. Like, the villain category is weak. There's too many of them and none of them are amazing. And they all lose two. None of them even put up a great fight is my point. Bucho didn't either, but at least Bucho shot some of his guys and had some funny jokes. None of these guys do any of that cool stuff. So, all right. Okay. Action.
This is a saving grace from this movie is the action. The action is really good. It's stepped up. I think Desperado had way better action than this one. But this one, you could tell it was more budget towards what Desperado was in terms of the shooting. I like the action scenes. The scenes were cool. I thought the church scene was actually pretty cool. Far-fetched. This dude walked up a wall with cowboy Spider-Man boots. Yeah, like Spider-Man. I was like, this is so dumb. But that was cool. But I like when he shot the dude and he turned backwards and shot off the thing into the floor and rolled. I was like, man, you would have had a bad back after that. Because I know I would have. Mm-hmm. Dislocated mad disc in his back. But anyway, I thought that was cool. I thought the plaza scene was pretty cool when Danny Trejo was like, I don't work for Sands, and I'm going to take you in for a bounty. He goes, I don't work for Sands, and you're all going to die. And they all started shooting each other. Yeah. And I thought that was actually pretty cool. The ending scenes were all crazy. Lorenzo and the other mariachi shooting the army. That was pretty cool. The beginning, Salma Hayek, when they show Salma Hayek doing her thing, and she's beating the shit out of people. And I like the guy with the wagon with the liquor, because he kept going side to side.
Oh, the bartender. Yeah, that was funny.
That was cool. So like, oh, the scene of all scenes, bro. When the guy goes, you have a guitar. Can you open that? And he opens it. It's just a guitar. It's just a guitar. And he starts playing. He's like, boom, 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 boom. And he starts doing the shotgun thing. And he's shooting missiles and all that shit. I said, yo, this shit is actually pretty cool. I was like, that's a cool gun. And he's like, boom. And I was like, you know what? It plays and it fires. I was like, that's actually pretty cool. So other than that, like, this pretty not much. But there's a lot of action. Johnny Depp scenes is actually really good with him with no eyes. And he's using his senses to shoot. So you can see he has CIA training in his surroundings if he can't see. So all that, I thought it was pretty cool. So I gave it a 5.
Yeah, I agree. If there's anything I don't have an issue with in this movie, it's that. The action's great. I love that. This even adds in a chase scene, right? He gets the little motor cart. It's not a motor. It's a motorcycle.
Yeah, a motorcycle.
But it's attached to like a little taxi. And then he disconnects and he goes on it. It's awesome. Then he, I love the scene. And it looks practical. So it's the stuntman, sure. But when he jumps off the bike and into the car, like he crashes into the back of that old car and like hops in the driver's seat, sick. Then he takes off in that car. He's driving around and then he crashed a bus. And I love the bus crash scene because like that dude is just gets like destroyed and there's an explosion. Yeah. Like I'll never fault my man Robert Rodriguez for his action scenes. I love them. This movie's no different. Yeah, Desperado's are better, but these are bigger, you know, like you said, more budget, but it works. They're fun. And they're the highlight of the film to me whenever stuff's exploding or getting shot. And then this time you get Enrique Iglesias got a flamethrower guitar case. That was new, right? Last movie had a rocket launcher and machine guns. This time they got a flamethrower and the guy got a remote control car bomb guitar case. I was like, yes, I like it. You know what, though? This is funny about the action. Oh, I gave it a 5, by the way, too. A perfect score. I think the action's the best part of the movie. These movies feel very distinct. And if you know Robert Rodriguez's filmography, Desperado very much feels like From Dusk Till Dawn, even The Faculty, in the sense of like more grounded, you know, really coming up, really creative. This feels more like Machete, if you've ever seen those movies, and Sin City, where it's like really over the top. He goes like really over the top. Now, it's his style, so I don't necessarily have a problem, but they feel very like of different eras of Robert Rodriguez. Desperado, and they don't feel like the same in the same universe at all, to be honest with you. So it's interesting to watch them back to back, but the action scenes are great. 5 out of 5. Okay, here we go. Storyline.
A flat one. It's a 1. Okay, so here we go. Let's just take care of Salma Hayek because I wanted to talk about this quick.
Yeah.
So she was with Marquez. Then El Mariachi came and took her from Marquez. When the hell did that happen? I really don't know. But one day, she was walking with their daughter, and they got shot up together. And I said, oh, so now they killed the daughter that we never saw on screen, and they killed Salma Hayek. So they lost the daughter and that, and they took her necklace, which I was like, oh, so he's going to get his necklace back. Because that's the whole point of the damn thing. So I said, all right, whatever. I didn't like that at all. Once I saw that flashback, that shit started to deduct points in this storyline. I was like, this is not good. I thought that was horrible. The whole weaving and churning with Johnny Depp, playing this guy to play that guy, to do a coup on this guy, to get the presidency for this dude. Mariachi's the card, the wild card, because he could do this to this guy. I was like, this is way too much for this type of movie. Like, this movie doesn't even need this type of storyline. Like, if you had all these great characters, you could have did something pretty cool. But no, they decided to go this far-fetched Johnny Depp playing mastermind, and it backfires because he didn't know that the daughter, the AFA agent, was the daughter of Willem Dafoe's character. So he backstabbed her, and she backstabbed him, and then he loses his eyes, and then the rest is history. That is such a horrible, horrible way to put a movie together, especially like this. I like Robert Rodriguez a lot. I think he does great movies. I love Desperado. I thought it was a great film. I mean, regardless of how generic the whole Bucho shit was, that I'm your brother and, you know, I'm here for revenge, I'd rather go with that shit than the whole five-character arc weaving and churning. I was so lost with that shit. I didn't like it at all. I think this was the weakest point of the entire film besides the villains. It really hurt the movie. I don't know how the shit does not affect the critics. I don't know what the hell they saw, though, that they liked it, because I didn't like it due to the storyline, and the audience liked it a lot. And I think it's because of Johnny Depp character that people liked this movie for.
But the audience liked it less. Remember, they did like it less.
They did like it less by two points, though. It was 64.
No. So, yeah, but the first one was 79. So by 15 points.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, look, other than that, I just did not enjoy the storyline, but I gave it a one.
So, by the way, if the critics, the little consensus is violent, pulpy, loopy fun with Depp stealing the show. That's it. So they didn't even really talk about the story. Here's my issue with this movie. If Desperado doesn't do enough storyline-wise, this movie tries to do way too much storyline. And he could have found a happy medium. All he needed to do was do something similar to Desperado, but plus it up a little bit, right? Okay, you add a few characters, your budget's bigger, you add a few more explosions, but don't go too crazy. And this movie goes way too crazy. It's very convoluted. It's one of those movies where, like, I'm not even lying, if you lose attention for like 5 minutes to go get a snack, when you come back, you won't know what's going on. You will have no idea. Literally, you have to like sit and really pay attention. And I don't mind. I mean, I pay attention during my movies anyway, especially when we're reviewing them. But that's not the goal of an action movie to me, should be to have to sit there and like really focus on who's double crossing who and who's doing the coup to who. A good coup storyline works, right? Expendables has one of those kind of movie, you know, storylines where this guy wants to take over the government and he's a military guy in it. But this is like, it's not even so there is a military guy, but then there's Willem Dafoe, who, like, what does he even do? He's just like rich and wants to get surgery to change his face. And what is happening? I don't even know what's happening. Most of the time I was just confused, and I don't like being confused. I think I give him an A for effort for maybe hearing, hey, the first one's too simple. And he's like, all right, I'm going to do something a little bigger. So in that regard, I respect Robert Rodriguez's effort. We'll go A for effort. We go F for execution, because it's too confusing. And again, killing off Salma Hayek, stupid choice. Very stupid choice. I will never, ever agree with that choice. I'm a little higher than you, again, but not much. I gave it a 2. I think there's something there, but I just think there's too much there, right? You know what I mean? So it's like a plate of food stacked high, but in the middle, there's something good. I just couldn't see it. All right, what did you give for overall?
It's hard for me to say this, but overall, I gave it a 2 for decent. Mm-hmm. It's a decent film at best. To be honest with you, even the replay value is not even there for me on this. Like, even if they give this a 4K, I will get it just to finish it off if the others come out with it, just to have the trilogy. But other than that, like, I would never pick this up if they don't come out with the other ones. It's just not a movie that I will gravitate to take out and go, hey, let's watch Once Upon a Time in Mexico. I think the fact of him losing Salma Hayek in the film kind of hurt the movie. It pretty much destroyed it for me in my eyes. Antonio Banderas was great, but not enough screen time.
Fight for, to me.
Yeah, it was nothing. Johnny Depp, to be honest with you, he was really good at, and he stole it. I mean, once I saw him, I was like, come on. Once he started to do his quirky acting, I was like, this should have just been a Johnny Depp spinoff movie. And I would have been like, this is a great movie, but no. But other than that, I gave it a 2. Decent.
Yeah. What do you think if they just took Antonio Banderas out and call this Once Upon a Time in Mexico, and you keep the same storyline and Johnny Depp is the main character? Probably works better. You know what I mean? This felt like it, to me, it felt like Rodriguez wanted to make this, you know, being Mexican, wanted to make this Mexico-centric movie, and then found a way to put the El Mariachi character into it, rather than the other way around. It didn't feel like a real sequel. It just felt like a movie he wanted to do. Maybe the studio was like, hey, you owe us a sequel. You know, it could have been one of those like contract job type things. I don't know. We don't do a ton of research. We just watch the movie and tell you our thoughts, but it could have been something like that. I think the movie's fun. I do. But rewatching it, I remember why I haven't rewatched it in a really long time. That being said, the action scenes keep me entertained throughout. I like the cast. The cast in this one is way, way better. I mean, the cast is good in the first one, but like way more famous in this one. Again, you got Cheech Marin, Trejo, Johnny Depp, Mickey Rourke, Willem Dafoe, Antonio Banderas, Selma Hayek is in it, but Eva Mendes, like, you know, Enrique Iglesias. There's just so much stuff that doesn't make sense. Like in the first movie, remember in the beginning he's singing and the two guys are there like singing with him. They're his band. So then when they show up to fight, you get it. And this one, these two guys, like, how did he even know them? Where the heck did he meet them? They like, there's not enough story. When was Selma Hayek with Marquez? When? Because there's no mention of him in the first movie. And the first movie was a good, like, almost 10 years before this. So when in the world was she with him? It, you know, like, yeah. There's just too many question marks. I gave it a 3. However, I agree with you in that I don't reach for this movie because I've had it on Blu-ray for years. And this was my first time putting it in. I can see myself watching it again. Just no, I don't need to rewatch it. Like, I don't need to watch Desperado and then this. Like, I could just watch Desperado and move on with my day. You know what I mean? So I liked it a little more than you, but I had all the same issues as you had. So what's your total points?
One thing I will say, though, yeah. Maybe you might agree with me. Does it feel like this movie was supposed to not be a continuation of Desperado, yeah, and it was going to be its own?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like it's like, you know, like if you haven't seen Desperado and you put this in, it's a new storyline without, you know, whatever.
Yeah, this is like almost standalone. Like if you've never seen Desperado and you watch Once Upon a Time in Mexico, you're fine. Like you can just watch it that way because they just use Selma in flashbacks. You'd be like, oh, look, it was his girlfriend and she died. And but you won't have any of the relationship that you had in the last movie. It's probably better to watch it that way. Now that you say it, it's probably better to just watch it as its own movie and never see Desperado. Maybe you'll like it better. But if you watch them back to back, you won't like it.
No, you don't. Because I'm thinking about it now while you were giving your review. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, it could be that since it was an 8 year later film, he maybe thought that people forgot about Desperado and was just like, all right, let's just make these characters up. Make Johnny Depp, because he was like the biggest actor at that time, make him the lead, and the rest is history.
He likes to use the same characters over and over. Like Machete, that character is in Spy Kids. His name is Uncle Machete. So it's not like he does recycle. So it could have been that. It could have been like, this is a totally separate thing, and this character's in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense. Marquez, I was like, when the hell did they? I would love to sit down and talk to Robert Rodriguez and go, why the hell did you decide to do Marquez and Sama? Like, when did that happen?
Who the hell is Marquez?
Who's Marquez? Anyway, with that said, I gave it a 15 out of a 25.
We have the same score. I have a 15 out of a 25 as well. I just think it's fine. I think it's fine.
Yeah. It's fine.
I wouldn't call it watchable crap because watchable crap's like bad, but extremely entertaining. This is like kind of rough and just moderately entertaining. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right. So that being said, that's Desperado, Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Desperado's great. Once Upon a Time in Mexico, if you've never seen Desperado, it probably works better. Now, next week, we're coming with another 2-pack for you. This time, we're giving the ladies some love. We're going to be doing a little Charlie's Angels and Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. You know it's extreme when you put Full Throttle in it, like Mountain Dew. So we're going to be going with the McG-directed Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore, Charlie's Angels, but I have not seen those in God knows how long. So those are the next two movies coming up on the next week's episodes.
Yeah, I have not seen that movie. Those two in God knows when. It might be even first time watches at this point.
I don't think I've ever seen the second one. I know I've seen the first one a lot of times, but it's been forever.
Yeah, the first one, well, yeah, it's a big one. But the second one, I agree with you. I don't even remember what the plot is. I just remember it was more flashy.
Demi Moore is hot in it. That's all I remember.
Yeah, I think everyone gets more like sexually upgraded.
Okay. Charlie's Angels 2, sexually upgraded.
Sexually upgraded.
So that's our next week's episode. It's going to be pretty good.
That's next week. Anyway, with that said, guys, you guys want to follow us on social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast. If you guys want to follow us on our new Instagram account, please follow us at Action Movie Guys Podcast now on Instagram. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. He is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.